This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The Israeli cabinet is holding an emergency meeting today after explosions at tourist spots in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula killed at least 27 people and wounded more than 120. Many of the dead were Egyptian civilians and Israeli tourists. Israeli officials say at least 38 people are still missing. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
At around 10 p.m. local time, a car bomb packed with more than 200 pounds of explosives drove into the lobby of the Taba Hilton Hotel just a few hundred yards from the border between Israel and Egypt. The blast collapsed a 10-story wing of the luxury hotel, which was built by Israel when it controlled Taba from 1967 to 1989. Almost at the same time, a suicide bomber blew himself up near the swimming pool. Witnesses said there was complete chaos as the car bomb explosion brought the top floors of the hotel crashing into the lobby. An Israeli woman named Lori, who was staying at the hotel, told Army Radio she was outside when there was a huge explosion and then everything went dark. There was chaos and people didn't know whether to stay there or to leave, she said. Everything was in the room, our passports, our money. But then we decided to walk to the border and the Egyptians let us cross back into Israel. A few minutes after the Taba explosion, there were two blasts at the beach area of Ras El Sultan, about 30 miles south of Taba. Witnesses said the target was a restaurant on the beach and at least two Israelis were killed. Taba, just a few hundred yards from the Israeli border, is a popular destination for Israelis, and the hotel was full. An estimated 15,000 Israelis were in Sinai for a long holiday weekend, despite the government's warnings of a possible terrorist attack targeting Israelis. David Kimchi, a former deputy director of Israel's secret service, the Mossad, says Israelis ignored the warnings.
We did warn Israelis specifically not to travel to the Sinai Peninsula during this period. This warning was put out nearly 3 weeks ago. Unfortunately, many Israelis have become rather blasé about warnings of this nature because there have been so many. And most Israelis have decided to take terror in its stride and not to allow it to prevent their normal lives.
It was not immediately clear who was behind the attacks. A previously unknown group, the World Islamist Group, claimed responsibility. A spokesman for the Islamist Hamas movement said Hamas does not carry out attacks beyond the borders of Israel, the West Bank, and Gaza. The attacks came as Israel and the Palestinians continued heavy fighting in the Gaza Strip. Since an Israeli incursion into Gaza last week aimed at stopping Palestinian rocket fire on southern Israel, at least 85 Palestinians have been killed. But David Kimchi says attacks like those in Sinai take months of preparation and could not be a response to Israel's incursion into Gaza. He says it's unlikely that Palestinian organizations would carry out an attack on the soil of another Arab country. He says the Sinai attacks are similar to those carried out on tourist sites in Kenya and Bali by groups tied to Al-Qaeda.
So it leaves Qaeda, international fundamentalist organizations, one of the jihad organizations, possibly with the help of Egyptian fundamentalists who in the past have been very active in terror.
Egyptian fundamentalists were blamed for the 1997 attack in the southern Egyptian resort of Luxor that killed 58 foreign tourists. Throughout the night, thousands of Israelis filed across the border into Eilat. Israeli airlines sent extra planes to fly them to Tel Aviv. The Israeli government recommended that all Israelis in Egypt leave immediately. Linda Gradstein, NPR News.